KUOW's The Record, I'm Bill Radke. Washington State's Attorney General has won a battle against Facebook. Bob Ferguson announced this week Facebook has agreed to stop letting advertisers exclude minority groups from seeing the advertisements. This comes after the investigative reporting group ProPublica showed how easily Facebook advertisers can discriminate against certain users. Washington State investigated. Now Facebook has agreed to change its ways in Washington and nationwide. So what's this going to look like next time you log on? My guest is Sam Moskovich, who is tech and culture editor at Ars Technica. Sam, welcome to KUOW.
Happy to be here.
What was Facebook doing?
Facebook has been allowing advertisers for a long time to target ads. And on its surface, this sounds like a relatively reasonable idea. For example, I might want to advertise something for infants and toddlers. You may only want people who care about that kind of product to see that kind of ad. However, ProPublica in late 2016 decided to see whether this kind of exclusion could be applied to things like ethnic affinities. That's the term that Facebook used for groups that it could recognize, such as African American, Asian American, and Hispanic. And what that investigation found was that it was very easy to create a housing ad that specifically excluded those quote-unquote ethnic affinities, which violated the Fair Housing Act, among other things. So Ferguson's office decided to run its own investigation over a 20-month span, and that began with them buying 20 fake ads and finding that they were all approved. And they went one further, not just creating ads for housing, but for a variety of different propositions. The one they actually described was a restaurant and excluded specific ethnicities from seeing the ad for the restaurant. That ad was approved. So Ferguson's investigation went on and found other examples of this behavior continuing. Even ProPublica went and saw that Facebook had made promises after their report came out. Facebook had said that they were going to fix all this, and then they didn't. People were still able to exclude a lot of groups from being able to see ads, including military veterans, disabled people, a lot of different groups. And so finally, Ferguson's office said, Facebook, we're going to go the legally binding route to make sure you're not doing this sort of stuff anymore.
I know advertisers want certain groups to see their ad, their target groups, but why does an advertiser want to exclude some groups? Do they save money if they if their ad is seen by fewer Facebook users?
That's the Facebook proposition, that you are paying for targeted advertising. It's per click, per eyeball kind of payment. So it might make sense if Facebook is saying that and you want to save money to pick people from specific regions or specific age groups. But it can be very easy for someone trying to advertise, for example, in Seattle, a high-rise condo and say, oh, we're going to remove anybody looking for things such as wheelchair access or ramps. And Facebook can identify so many of these properties based on how you post, what you like, and all of that stuff, and feed that information to advertisers, and are very proud of that fact. If you go and try to buy an ad, they have a big sales pitch about all of the data they have about you and how that can make for quote-unquote great advertising.
How does Facebook know a user's race or sexual orientation, religion, etc.?
Honestly, because of the information that you cough up in all of your posts, not just the things you fill out in that About Me section, but the things you like, the things you write about, you can actually go in your profile if you dig through menus and see what Facebook thinks you like. In my case, there is a very weird artistic band called Tortoise that I'm a fan of out of Chicago. Yeah. Well, Facebook thinks I'm a big fan of reptiles. I'm not kidding.
Okay. It's not guessing about your religion based on your reptile use.
Right. What I mean is that the guessing goes all over the gamut in terms of what kind of stuff it tries to find.
Got it. And so what's this agreement? Facebook's agreed to somehow just shut down this tool, so advertisers now have to pay for more clicks?
It's about not excluding people. And Ferguson's statement included particular protected classes, sexual orientation, religious affiliation, and veteran status, and also making sure that no discriminatory filters are applied to things for public accommodations, which means all businesses open to the public, and insurance. So essentially, Facebook has already promised to be more careful about housing ads, and Ferguson's office said, we need you to go one wider for in terms of the protections that we seek for Washington State citizens.
As you said, Facebook profits from letting advertisers micro-target its eyeballs. So is this a major threat to Facebook's funding model or no big deal?
I imagine this hurts to some extent because Facebook has been collecting this data for a reason. They want to sell this concept to an advertiser that when you go to Facebook and you place an ad there, as opposed to television or a newspaper or classified ad, what have you, that it is that micro-targeted. And yeah, Facebook is now having to turn around to some extent for a wide range of content. Now, they've come out and made a big statement saying that they had already they have an announcement saying that they're going to ensure their advertising is safe and civil, and they've had tools in place for some time. But like that ProPublica investigation found, they kept on backtracking, that certain promised fixes weren't really coming through, that exclusionary ads for these specific type of protected groups were able to be passed usually within minutes, kind of robotically auto-approved, that sort of thing. So I can't really speak exactly for Facebook's bottom line, but they've been very proud about that micro-targeting, so I imagine there's some scrambling happening.
Do you have a sense of how likely it is that a Facebook user is going to now, after this agreement, go onto Facebook and see ads that they weren't seeing before?
That's a really good question, especially how you look at Facebook. Again, it's not just Facebook. It's all of their other properties. WhatsApp and Instagram are some of the biggest, and they're trying to monetize. And you'll definitely see a lot of ads on Instagram. Perhaps you'll see more, or perhaps they'll be a little more generic. It's really hard to say, but Facebook has never been shy or slow about getting its ads into as many screens as possible. So I imagine there will be some sort of difference, but I don't think you're going to automatically see a bazillion more ads for condos and other quote-unquote exclusionary groups.
Sam Moscovich is a tech and culture editor at Ars Technica, a fan of the band Tortoise, but that does not necessarily mean he's a reptile freak. It's just that's the way Facebook works. Sam, thanks for telling us about this, filling us in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Love the show. Have a good one.